Father, thank you for giving us your word. Thank you that we have the privilege, the opportunity, the time, the capacity to be able to study it in this way. And I pray that you just help us as we review and then just kind of keep moving ahead next week as we work through one of the most important books of the Bible, the book of Genesis. And just bless us as we seek to obey you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone have their notes. Anyone, I don't know if anyone will recognize their notes. I don't have mine. I do, actually. Anyone recognize the notes here?
You may have handed out the notes. You made the notes.
Yeah, we have plenty. Oh, I probably do somewhere. Okay. Anyone recognize this at all? Anyone seen this before? Basically, this is a screenshot of the web page for our training for Timeline of Truth. So Jane mentioned something about it. She was working on her lesson yesterday. She was planning on being here. In fact, she was all dressed and ready to go when Joseph came up the stairs just barking like a dog. But so I said, well, you probably better stay home. You can do your lesson here. But she said, do you have a list somewhere of everything we've covered? Because they're doing a review, too. And it's so hard to remember everything in your head, even though she's got an amazing book that she uses to review stuff with. And I said, actually, there is on the Internet. I list all of the training and sermons and stuff we do. And I keep pushing it down in the regular teachings, so the most current ones are there. But I said, there's a link up at the top that says Timeline of Truth. You click that, and it goes to this page here, and it lists all the Timeline of Truth from the beginning down. And I add to that each week that we're teaching our lesson. So that is what is here. The only thing that's different is to the right on the Internet will be the link to the MP3 files where you can listen to them. And then there's PDF notes of blank notes that you have, and then also filled out notes that I used when I preached. They're the answers, if you will. And all of those are there since 2006. We have all this stuff there, almost everything that we've ever done, unless we had problems with audio or whatever. There might even be some stuff with 2005. One of those years is not complete. I don't remember. So, excuse me. Anyway, I ate a cookie. Eating and teaching do not go together. Eating and learning do well. But teaching, I used to teach in a class. It was the White Oak Church, White Oak Community Church. And this gal, this sweet gal, and I don't remember her name anymore, but she would always bring donuts. And I couldn't eat donuts because then, I just like now, I have one cookie and now I'm sitting there fighting it. Right, so I wouldn't eat donuts. At least till I'd hurry up and maybe snarf one after I taught or something. But I'd be like seeing people eating all these donuts, and it's like, man, the lust of the flesh kicks in, you know. But anyway, it was always good. It was a really good time. Oh no, good point. Thank you. Okay. So anyway, that's what this is. That's why it's a little fuzzy, because it's actually a graphic. So the text, I think it's just a little fuzzy because I took a screenshot. You can take a picture of your screen, and then I shrunk it down a little bit to fit on here. But basically what we're going to, you can see we started on October 9th of 2011. That's how long we've been doing Timeline of Truth. And you say, like, this has taken forever. We're all going to be like 400 years old when we get done with this. But actually, I'm going to help you with this in a little bit. But actually, we're actually covering in pace, really, with what's going on to some degree, and it will pick up some. But I'm going to go through this first. Some of you will remember this. This is our 12-point outline for the entire Bible. It goes rather slowly, as you can tell. Four events, four people: Moses, Joshua, Judges, Kings, captivity, return. And then there's 400 silent years. And then there's Savior, church, end times, and eternity. 12 points, I just covered the entire Bible. Okay? Four events: creation, the fall, flood, and Babel, or languages, if you think of it that way. Four people: Abraham, I'm going to put Abe here, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, mass exit, ordinances given, that's the giving of the law, spies sent, extended wandering. I'm just going to put one, well, I'll put it down here. Extended wandering. 40 years, right, in the wilderness. And then second law. By the way, that spells Moses, in case you didn't remember. Draw strength. Defeat the enemy. Draw strength, we got to defeat the enemy. Divide the land. And decide for God. Choose you this day whom you will serve. That's Joshua in a nutshell. It's hard to say things. Hey, you can stop in a nut. And then leave it at that. Okay. Judges. Sin. There's cycles of sin. Slavery. And then God would send a Savior, a Deliverer. That just cycles over and over. And then the last judge and the first prominent judge, the first prophet is Samuel. It's easy to remember what's next because Samuel ordained the first king, first national king. There were several before then. Saul, who had no heart. David, who had a whole heart for God. Saul and no heart for God. Solomon, half heart for God. Solomon departed in a huge way. So it's S, D, S, and then this one's D, but it's not a person's name. It's the divided kingdom. The kingdom splits. Okay? Captivity. Northern. 10 tribes. Carried off by Assyria. 722 BC. Southern, pretty easy. There's the divided kingdom is divided into 10 northern tribes, 2 southern tribes. This is known as Ephraim. That was the largest tribe in the new north sometimes. Or Israel. Sometimes they're called Israel. Or, by the way, you're welcome to write all this down. I've actually handed out a chart before. There might even be charts in the auditorium with this, but feel free to write it down because you can be a scribe then. But southern, 2 tribes. They were carried off by Babylon. I should say Babylon. 586 BC. The return. There were 3 returns. It spells the Far Eastern religious term Zen. It has nothing to do with it. Okay, it just so I can remember it. Zerubbabel, 50,000 people under the King Cyrus. He rebuilt the temple. later on, Ezra returned with 5,000 people. He rebuilt the people. He brought spiritual renewing. And Nehemiah, the short guy, right? Nehemiah rebuilt the wall. Those were all from Babylon. They returned. This is where it gets harder for me because I haven't taught these as much. But the birth of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus, the death of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, and the ascension of Jesus, where he went back to heaven. 5 points there. Okay, so there's 12 points, not counting the four and the silent years, but there's just very basic points through here. Church, I want to remember the church. I have two different outlines for the church, and that's why. There's Pentecost, that's when the church began. Peter to the Jews, Paul to the Gentiles, and then persecution, which has occurred all the way up until today. Okay? So I have another outline that's five, so I get confused sometimes. End times, there's three events that are followed by three judgments. So there's the rapture and the Bema seat, the great white, or the judgment seat of Christ, the reward seat. There's the tribulation, and it ends in Armageddon and the judging of the sheep and the goats. And then the millennium, which is when Jesus is reigning on earth. And that ends in the great white throne judgment. Okay? And then eternity, those who believed, forever with God. Those that are unbelievers, forever away from God in the lake of fire. Two groups of people. Okay? So I've covered the entire Bible in about 10 minutes, maybe. Okay? It's easy to do. There's hand motions for a lot of it, too. Let's go back now. Maybe get a marker that writes. Notice here. Two of the 12 points. What can you say about them?
One book.
They're in the book of Genesis. One book covers 2 points. The book of Genesis covers, if ballpark figure, we don't know for sure, and Jim doesn't remember that far back.
Just a little bit before my time.
But Usher dated creation like 404 BC. That's altered some, but it's like roughly 4,000 BC, not millions and billions of years, right? So roughly 4,000 BC, and if you just remember 4,000, that's what the Bible seems to present because of who was born and the length and stuff like that. And then, so creation, I'm going to put 4,000, and the fall of, obviously, if I understand it, it seems like it happened on day 8, okay? That's what it seems to look like. Do you have your Schofield?
Yeah.
Can you? I don't know if it. Does it assign a date for the flood? That's what I'm looking for. Is just general dates or Babel.
2448. Yeah.
Okay. So 2448. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna put 2450. Just the round numbers here. I'm going to use all round numbers. Does it do anything for Babel? For a date. It would have happened right after the flood, so... Well, not right after the flood. There was a lot more people in here.
Which chapter?
11. Chapter 11. So 2347, 2350. Okay, so about 100 years later. It's only like 5 or 6 verses, though. It's like, really? But it's a main event. It's a key event, right? So this is BC, of course. And then Abraham, if I'm not mistaken, was like 2100 BC, something like that. Okay, so I'm just going to put 2100 for ease. Isaac is born when Abraham was 100, so that was pretty easy, right? And normally I just remember Abe it being 2000, but it's obviously different. Jacob was born when Isaac was 60, so it's 1940 BC. That almost sounds like our time, doesn't it? Only backwards. And then does it give a time for Joseph's birth? He would be 37, I think, Genesis 37-ish. It wouldn't have been when he was born in 37. Sometime in that approximate era, probably about maybe 1780. Okay.
Sound right.
You know, you can tell me anything, it almost sound right because I don't know. So 1780. So look at here. By the way, that's when he's born. That's when he dies, right? And he was like 120 when he died. So then it goes to the death of him. So 120 off of there would be 1660 BC. You got that? So how many years is that? 2000? Does that sound right? Did I do my math right? So we're... Okay, so from 4000 BC to 0, or 1, there's not really a 0, right? That always blows me away. There's no such thing as 0, right? There's one BC and there's 180. So, and there's 2013 now. We're in the middle of 2013, so 2012, whatever. Roughly 6,000 years. Genesis covers over a third of that. So when you think about the speed of our flying, we're actually moving right along because we've covered almost 2,000 years of this, creation, fall, flood, and Babel, 4 events and 4 people. We've gone from, there's 2,000, almost, we're to Jacob and we're actually began Esau. And Esau and Jacob at the same time is when they're born. So that's where we're at. We're in this capacity. So we're almost all the way through this time frame, okay? And there's a lot to say. Genesis can be divided into 4 events up to Genesis 11, and then 4 people, which then talks about the rest, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, which you have to understand really what history is all about. Because God chooses a man out of Ur. He picks him and he says, I'm going to bless you. And all of history circles around this. And I don't know if you read the news or not, but Israel's still being talked about today. Okay, so it makes all the difference. Okay, so let me draw some, well, I guess I can. Getting real colorful here. Okay, so I'm drawing lines. This is Genesis, so I'm leaving those together kind of. And then I'm going through here and drawing lines. And then I'll do these too. So we have 11 sections. We put the first two together. Moses is from the time there rose a Pharaoh that didn't know Joseph in Exodus chapter 1. I don't remember. Is there a time in Exodus 1, 2? It's roughly, the mass exit is roughly 1440 BC. Okay?
Well, the exit
was 1491. I think the actual... 14.
It's all in the same year. That's interesting.
Well, I mean,
all the way to
Exodus starts then, but I'm saying the actual, this, the mass exit took place at 1440. Some people say 1446, but roughly 1440 BC. That's a key date. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a liberal. And then it happened much later. Okay? So, but what I'm saying is the book of Exodus probably starts about 14, what did you say, 92 or something?
91. What I'm telling you is this is the same date to the Exodus.
1491 wouldn't be the Exodus because Moses is born in Exodus chapter 1. So when that's when Exodus starts, but the Exodus occurred about that time.
40 years later.
Yeah, so 1491 BC to, and then this goes on down. By the way, this is the book of Exodus, right? The book of Exodus means the way out. Ordinance is given. That's also in the book of Exodus. It's called the Ten Commandments. And then he gave more, right? There's way more than just the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are just the summary. You have all of the book of whatever else he said in Exodus, all of the book of Leviticus, which happened in about a month's time. It happened at the Mount Sinai. So Leviticus is all while they're sitting there. And then Numbers, all the counting that they did of all the peoples, how many there, and then the fact that they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years is the book of Numbers. So, spy sin is at the end of Exodus. Okay? I think. Extended wandering is the book of Numbers. Exodus is like 3 months is all this is. Right? It didn't take that long to get from Egypt to the promised land. They just refused to go in when the spy is there. So, right? So, there's extended wandering. And then the second law, that's the, Deuteronomy means second law. That was the second time you have the law given in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 6, I believe it is, or 5 or 6, one or the other.
I have a question. Where did Moses eat when he returned to lead the people out?
I believe so. He was 80.
40, he lived in Egypt 40 years and then he went out and lived with Jethro. And then
what he's saying is, though, if this is accurate, then it would be 13-something. Or the other way around, 15 something. So, but
I don't know enough about. It just seemed to me like he was 80.
He was. It was 40 when he fled, 80 when he returned, and 120 when he died. It's really yeah. You're right on. So this is ballparky to give us an idea.
So you didn't think you young guys didn't you know couldn't be used at the or the ones could be used because us older fathers are the ones that.
Yeah. Moses dies at the end of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is basically three big sermons that he preaches. Okay, it's all kind of in-your-face stuff almost. You've got to remember God or this will happen to you. He'll bless you. Thousands will run from one of you. But if you turn away from God, you'll run. A thousand of you will run from one of your enemy. It'll be just the opposite, okay? So, there's 40 years, so probably roughly 120 years, okay, of this. In all the next four books of the Bible, okay? Joshua only lasts about, if I understand correctly, about 15 years. They go in, he's 120 when he starts. He makes Moses look like a young pup when he starts, okay? Remember, he and Caleb are the only two that survive the wanderings. They get to go in. They were two of the spies, right? So they draw strength after Moses dies. They defeat the enemy over time. They divide the land. And then they just, you know, he challenges them, hey, choose you this day whom you will serve. And they actually, he has an impact through all of the people that knew him for the next generation. They walk with God. And then Judges is about 435 years is what it covers. So again, we're covering 2,340 years, give or take. The book of Judges, which is a terrible book. You know, we get Samson and Delilah and you get Gideon and a couple others. So it's amazing lessons, but there's also some of the worst things you'll ever read in the book of Judges. It's just horrible. And it shows you how wicked people are. People did what was right, interestingly enough, and they thought they were doing right. You know, they have justified it in themselves. Then the kings, Saul. You have a date for Saul? David is around 1,000. That's fine, Samuel, but actually, yeah.
King David was old and strict in years, the first chapter.
Right.
So that's not
very... Yeah, no, this is conceptual, not books. Notice this is the kings. All the rest of the books have to do with the era of the kings, not the book of the kings. So it's, yeah, Judges, and it starts then from 1 Samuel all the way... Okay, 1171 when BC, when he was born. What about Saul or David when they were became kings, basically? I think, if I recall, David was roughly 1000 BC. I may be off, but it isn't that far away from when they got into the land.
Saul chosen king in
1095.
Okay, so he was made king in 1095. David ruled around the, if you just think 1,000. Saul reigned for 40 years. David reigned for 40 years. Solomon reigned for 40 years. Then Solomon's son, Rehoboam, shattered the kingdom. You think my dad was tough? You haven't seen anything yet. So then it divides the kingdom. And all the way through, you have the northern kingdoms. Israel or Ephraim has this king. And then during the third year of the reign of so-and-so, then Judah got this king. And Judah is the biggest tribe of the southern two tribes. And so it's Israel and Judah, Israel and Judah, Israel and Judah. And it's talking about the 10 northern tribes and the 10 southern tribes. And that goes all the way through the book of the Chronicles. Okay, 1 and 2 Samuel start with the different kings. Saul, David, and Solomon. And then I think it's 1 Chronicles goes into 1 Kings goes into Solomon, I think. But this is the era of the kings, not the book of the kings, okay? So it's 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles. 1 and 2 Chronicles is like a review of 1 and 2 Kings, and it's more of an editorial on David, okay, on some of that. So it goes into detail, but how the kingdom fell apart and all of that through the various kings. Editorial on David, 1 Chronicles. Editorial on Judah, 2 Chronicles. Until they're all carried away. They're not all carried away, but the 10 northern tribes are carried away, then the 10 southern tribes. Again, they're carried away. And the captivity here. And this is part, these are the, if you will, 1 Samuel all the way to 2 Chronicles is these two here. Okay, so that's all of that is covered in those. There's, I think, 19 evil kings of the north. None of them were good. And like there's 17 kings in the south, and only like 3 of them were good. Okay, and here's your 722 BC was the northern 10 tribes. Some of them were carried off by Assyria. 586 BC was when Daniel was carried off, the first captivity. There were several waves of captivity, but Daniel was carried off with Azariah, Mishael, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's the return, I don't remember when the returns were either, but we're almost to the end of the book now, end of the Old Testament, okay, as far as historically goes. This is the book of Ezra. These two here are covered in the book of Ezra. And this is found in the book of Nehemiah. Is found in the book of what? Thank you. Okay. Nehemiah is the last historical book of the Old Testament. All of the rest of the books of the Bible, except Malachi, which might have been written after the book of Nehemiah, all fit into here somewhere. All the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all of those, they all are from here. Psalms is written primarily by David, right? Proverbs primarily written by Solomon. Ecclesiastes written by Solomon. Song of Solomon written by Solomon. All of those, all the way through the end, are prophets or writers that lived during that era, all the way up to the book of Nehemiah, where he rebuilt the wall. Okay, Malachi comes on as the last prophet of the Old Testament that was a writing prophet. And so that was the end. Okay, all of the prophets fit into this chronological somewhere. And ultimately, and I don't know if I have it on the chart or not yet, I don't think I broke down the prophets as the where. Like, for instance, the return during the Zerubbabel period, Haggai and Zechariah prophesied. Okay? So that gives you an idea when they occurred. The last two before Malachi, all right? And we think Malachi was probably here. So somewhere right after that point. So all of those fit in. So you've covered the entire Old Testament chronologically. You know, from time, from beginning to end, all of the prophets, all the writings, which is the Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, fit in before then. And then all the prophets, Isaiah foretold the captivity, and he also foretold the return. And it was like, what, 300 years or so before the return actually happened under Cyrus? He mentioned Cyrus by name, and Cyrus wasn't even in existence at the time. Pretty good. Savior in the New Testament. Remember, 400 silent years, there was nothing. This is the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Acts, the church is Acts through, you could probably go through the first three chapters of the book of Revelation. The book of Acts through Revelation 3, okay? The rest of these are discussed in different places. End times and eternity are identified even in the Old Testament, some in the New Testament. So we're going chronologically, right? So there's not a book of the end times. There's books that talk about the end times. Where's the rapture? 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4, right? So that's their tribulations talked about primarily in the book of the Old Testament, but also you find it in the book of Daniel. Probably other places too. But and then the millennium, talked about in several Old Testament books. And then also in the book of Revelation, 1,000 years. Okay? And by the way, the rapture happens at the end of the church age, which we are in right now. The tribulation is 7 years. The millennium is? Thank you. Unless you're not a literalist, then it could be any indefinite amount of time, which is convenient but not accurate. Okay? Then eternity is after the great white throne judgment. Then there's a new heaven, new earth. After the people are cast into the lake of fire, all the unbelievers, the only people that are left to be with God forever are the believers. There's a new heaven and there's a new earth. There's a new Jerusalem. And we actually come. We don't live in heaven forever. We live on the new earth forever, right? With the blessings of God, the rewards that we've earned. If we've not lost our rewards or whatever. Okay? So we have covered a third of history, almost. So we're flying. All right? So we won't necessarily go verse by verse to the book of Leviticus and all God's people said. Why? Amen. Okay. Now, I want you to take your sheet now. Okay? You can see the lessons that we've done. And what I want you to do first is take it to the top and turn it to the right. And I want you to write, can I borrow your pen a second? Write four events right here, because that's what these are covering. Four events, right? And then over here, what are we going to write? We're going from right to left, which is kind of good. Four people. Wish I had a big, thick, dark pen, but nice blotches. Okay. So four events, that's what these cover. And four people, we're not there yet because we haven't covered Jacob. We just started with Jacob, and we haven't even looked at Joseph yet, okay? Lots to learn. Joseph will go faster. Okay, we're instead of little incremental pieces, we'll go into bigger chunks as we go here. Now, there's four sections. Notice, God creates everything. God creates the first man. God creates the first woman. God establishes marriage. What is that? But I mean, it's creation. So you can write creation there. If you want to write down roughly 4,000 BC, you can do that. Anywhere in that box. Right? And then this, the next one is, I kind of clump some things together, but the serpent deceives the woman, Adam sins against God, sin breaks everything, God responds to sin, God extends grace to sinners. I mean, we covered what, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lessons, and we were only at the end of Genesis 3. But that's the fall. Okay? That second box is the fall. That's what we've covered. Because it's so foundational. It lays the foundation for everything. The rest of this I kind of clumped together because I think it's the sin that comes on, right? Cain's born, Abel's born, Cain kills Abel. Then it kind of expands. Seth is born. And then over time, then the world, the people of the world get so bad that God tells Noah to build an ark. I'm going to kill everyone on earth except for you and your family. So this box is the flood. Okay, I know I started Cain. Cain might be an abbreviation, but I think it leads up to how wicked people are. This is the box, the flood. The last one here is the Babel, right? It's only like, I don't know, 8 or 9, 10, 11 verses, if that. So Noah's sons have families. Who's on the earth? Noah's sons, and they bear children, you know, they have families. God scatters rebellious mankind. There it is, 9 verses. And then it kind of, after that, it focuses on a specific group. It's Shem's line down to Abram. So I could have either included that with Abraham or before Abraham. So I did it before. So that's the Babel, because that's one group that was spread out, right? Now, four people. This is a little different. Why? Because they don't occur after each other. There's Abraham, and then Isaac, and then Jacob, and then Joseph, okay? So in other words, they're living, some of them concurrently, okay? They're living at the same time. So Jacob and Isaac's still alive when Joseph is born, okay? So Abraham wasn't, so this isn't accurate, but the idea is it's overlapping, okay? So Isaac knew Joseph. All right, so they don't start one after the other. So that's why I put the goofy boxes in there. But the first box right here, you can just put Abram or Abraham. God chooses Abram. Abraham has trouble in Egypt. Abraham separates from Lot. Abraham rescues Lot. Abraham honors Melchizedek. Abraham believes God. God confirms his covenant with Abraham. Abram tries his own solution. That's with Ishmael, right? Or Hagar, and produces Ishmael. God renames Abram and gives him a sign. God prophesies the birth of a son to Abraham and Sarah. God tells Abraham his plans. God delivers Lot and destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. God delivers Sarah from Abram's fear and Abimelech's folly. Now notice the next dotted line box, God keeps his promise. That's when Isaac is born. So that's where I start there. So you can just put Isaac in there somewhere. Okay. And then the last one, we just started, we've had one lesson on it, is Jacob. That little tiny box at the bottom, it's a little dotted box, okay? So you can kind of see it's overlapping there, okay? So we've just started Jacob and Esau, but Jacob's the one that the promise passes through. All right? So the next two that we focus on are Jacob. And again, Isaac doesn't die till later. But then Jacob, and then he has 11 sons by 4 women. And there's a lot of controversy and stuff in there from these 4 women. And then he has a 12th son. He has a daughter too. He has a 12th son, and one of his wives dies. And that 12th son is Benjamin, who's the brother of Joseph, okay? 10 of the guys don't really like Joseph, and they sell him into Egypt, right? So we're going to talk about that and some huge things that we can really learn from there as well, okay? But the Israelites, they go to Egypt following Joseph about, I think it's 20 years later, and they're in Egypt for like 400 years, roughly, if I understand it correctly. So they kind of build into from 60, 70 people to possibly as many as 2.5 million people in that time. Okay? And then they're put into bondage, and then God hears their cry, and Moses comes to the rescue later. So anyway, so we're right here. We just covered where Jacob offered a bowl of porridge or pottage to Esau for his birthright to be the lead inheritor of his family and to be the chief of his family when his father died. And Esau said yes. So it was one lesson where they were born and then they stole the birth, or stole. Esau gave up the birthright is the way the Bible really presents it. It lays the blame on Esau. Even though Jacob was a little devious, Esau could have said no. Right? So we'll talk about that more next week. But that's where we're at. So roughly 2,060 years we've covered so far. So we're actually a third of the way through history. So we haven't done actually too bad for like a year and 3 months or two. Right. If you get this stuff, stuff will make sense as you go. It does. It makes sense. So what else? What do I have? I've got it. All the lessons planned out. It's actually going to take us to get from here to here 11 lessons for the life of covering Jacob. He goes, gets married and all of that, comes back, but the promises of God to Jacob. So it's roughly 3 months for this and another 3 months for Joseph, to give you an idea. So we're kind of, and by the way, what passage is that in? Yeah, we're in chapter 25. We have half of Genesis to cover yet. Okay, so there's 50 chapters in Genesis. We've only covered 25 of them. So to give you an idea. So it's taken us that long to cover 25 chapters, but we've pretty much covered 100 years per lesson, per chapter average, if you think about it. Okay, so that's how we're flying. So even though we're only covering a shorter amount of time, Jacob lives to be, what, 200 and some? Joseph lives to like 120. I don't know, maybe it's 170 in Jacob. I don't remember. But there's a lot covered there that really brings out who God is and how he works. So, but just hang in there. This, we won't spend nearly as much time. We'll probably hit on key ideas or passages through the four books of the Pentateuch. Deuteronomy's all lessons, and we're kind of looking more on chronology, lessons in chronology, events. So we'll hit on key things, but it will go pretty fast through the rest of the books of Moses, and even Joshua won't probably take super long to go through there, right? Well, maybe four lessons, something like that. We might highlight some different battles or whatever, but the concept is, what is God doing there? Judges is 24 chapters. We won't cover everything. We'll highlight some things. We'll cover, just touch upon things that we wouldn't even teach the kids. So, and we aren't even going to use them as lessons, but I'll tell you they're there. Okay? But there's all the key judges that we've talked about. Gideon, there's lots of good lessons under Gideon. Samson, different ones. And then the kings, I'm not sure how we're going to do that, but we'll just maybe cover it as an overview. We'll probably cover Saul David and Solomon, each one a week, probably an overview of their life, maybe some of the key things they did right and wrong. And then, you know, we'll actually speed ahead after a while. So. Questions, comments? I don't know about you, but I've really enjoyed this study. It's like a song that never ends. Is it the song that never ends? My kids used to sing that over and over and over for like 2-hour trips and stuff. It goes on and on. So, but again, hopefully you remember the key concepts there. I think there might be some of these charts still out there. So you might still be able to find them. If not, I have them too. My hope is one day to kind of have like a 13-week overview Sunday school series on that. Because you can go pretty quick through there too. So it's a work in progress. I created this. I'll give you a little background. We got a couple minutes yet. I've told you this before. When I teach this probably once a year, this 12-point Bible overview. Sometimes in a 2-week series in church or whatever. But I went through the Walk Through the Bible program. They had it at True Bible Baptist Church one year, years ago. It was after I got here, but shortly after I got here. And Walk Through the Bible in the Old Testament, and it's a great thing, but they had 70-some points for the Old Testament. And I'm like, I can't even hardly tie my shoes. And I can't remember this. Even though you could remember it at the moment, I knew I couldn't keep it up. You'd have to review it every day. Okay? So I go, well, why? And then I went to Bible college, like the New Testament survey, Old Testament survey. It was Old Testament law, history, and poetry, which it got you through law and history. And then poetry was Job through Ecclesiastes. And then you had another whole semester with prophets. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to remember all this. In the New Testament, whole semester, I just can't remember everything. So I need something more simple. So these two sections are pretty much mirrored from the Walk Through the Bible. That's how they summarize this. Couldn't really improve on it. But the rest of them I created so I could remember. And to me, 12 points in each one, then it's only 5 points, and usually there's something to remind you what is coming up. Like, you know, Samuel ordained the first king, or Joshua follows Moses. Moses is an acronym, things like that, so it makes it really easy to remember. To me, the way my brain works, it's a lot easier to remember. So then I just did that. So I've done it. I don't know how many different iterations it's gone through. But it's like I said, still a work in progress. But to me, I wish I had this when I went through Bible college, because it helped me, would have helped me put all the things together. But as you're reading the Bible, in my brain, I put it in a column of where I'm at when I'm reading. It just helps me to remember what section of time I'm in. For example, it's so helped me to know where I'm at the time. Where does this fit in? And then it's like, oh, it's maybe a big area, but it's still, it helps me to, you know, put it in a category of time, so to speak. So good to know, it's a tool to help kind of know where you're at in the Bible. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Help us to be continuous students of the word, not or just so we can tell the chronology, but we certainly need to understand it, the chronology, so that we can know how everything fits in and how you work in different times and different places to accomplish your work. And I pray, Lord, that through this would not only make us more informed, but it would make us more transformed by the renewing of our minds. And Lord, even as we enter into studying more about people in detail, especially Jacob and Esau, and then Joseph and his brothers, Lord, may we learn life truths that make a huge difference eternally for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.